Welcome to episode 43 of Life with Mitty. This episode will talk about getting your two-year maintenance done, as well as using contactless service at your local Tesla service center. It's easier than you think, and I'll share what you need to know to be in and out quickly and safely. Now, you notice the music at the beginning? I want to give credit to Vince Clark. We worked on this song together, developed it together, collaborated. It's called Like an Eagle. It's part of Praises on the Altar Volume 1, a project that I produced as Christian Worship back in 1997. And the music just hit the right tone for the intro. And thanks to Craig, my good friend, who encouraged me to include some music in Life with Mitty. All right, so let's talk about two-year maintenance. Well, I needed it. Guess what? Next month, it will have been 2 years since I took delivery of Mitty on May 26th, 2018. So it's time to get these things done for my two-year maintenance. Number one, the brake fluid health check. All they do is they check your fluid, and they check how healthy it is and the level that's in your reservoir. Now, it costs $17.50, and it checked out great. My level was fine, and the quality of the fluid was absolutely fine. No need to replace it. All right, so that's one thing. The second one was a little more elaborate. Clean and lube the brake calipers. Now, you're supposed to do this if you're in an area where salt is applied to the roads. I qualify for that. You're supposed to have your brake calipers cleaned and lubed every year, or at least every 12,500 miles. That costs $175. But during the cleaning, they found multiple rear brake caliper retaining springs broken. Now, I don't know when this happened. I don't think it happened during original manufacture. Maybe it happened when I was on the MCM Motorsports Grand Full Track last year. I don't know. But it cost me $20 for the retaining springs. Just a reminder then, it's good to do maintenance and to do it on time. Sometimes you're going to catch things that happened in your car you weren't even aware of that could have led to a brake failure. I didn't notice any change in my driving dynamics at all in the car. But now I know these are fixed and we're in good shape. The other thing that you need for your two-year maintenance check, cabin filters. I was planning to buy some third-party HEPA filters. Remember, you can purchase biodefense mode from Model S and X, which is the combination of HEPA filters and positive air pressure maintained in the cabin. In the Model 3, you don't have the positive air pressure being maintained. But you can get part of biodefense mode by having HEPA filters instead of the OEM filters. Well, I goofed around and I didn't get them ordered. So when it was time to go ahead and swap out the cabin filters, I went with the OEM. And two of them cost you $17 a piece, $35 labor. That's all for two-year maintenance. Nothing else. No oil changes. No filter changes other than cabin filter. That's really it, folks. It's amazing. But I wanted two other things done. First of all, I still had my winter tires on Mitty. Leaving winter tires on too long, you'll chew up the tread and you won't get as much use out of them the next year. I hadn't swapped them out yet. I was holding off because of COVID-19. But I finally decided it's time to go for the contactless service. It's going to work out fine. And it did. That cost me $87.50. Of course, I've got another set of tires and wheels, all season primacies. So all they had to do was swap out the wheels. Here's something else I had done. A new 12-volt battery. You know, I've been following several YouTubers that have had issues with their 12-volt batteries at 18 months of ownership. I don't want to be one of these folks on a road trip and out in the middle of nowhere, my 12-volt goes out. You know, we do the same kind of thing with internal combustion engine cars. We change out the 12-volt battery. Don't we? Oh yeah, you don't either. I didn't either. I would wait until I couldn't start my car. Oh yeah, then it's time to get a jump and then go get another battery. You don't want to do that with an EV. Remember that all that battery does is power the electronics. It doesn't provide any power for propulsion at any time. In a Model 3, it also powers the electronics to allow you to supercharge. So you don't want to get it too far down. And you don't have to worry about that. Of course, the battery management system charges it for you. Remember we talked about a plugged-in Tesla is a happy Tesla? Well, while your car is plugged in, and remember we talked in the last episode about long-term storage, that's one of the things that gets maintained automatically. But we know that these lead-acid batteries don't last very long. It had been 2 years. Time to swap it out. $85 for the battery, $35 for labor. So that was all of the maintenance I had done. Now let's talk about contactless service. It all starts with the Tesla app, as always. You'll pick your date and time for the appointment that you want for service. You'll enter in your location, and that is available to Tesla if mobile service is chosen for your particular appointment. That's totally up to them. Then your selected service center, and identify what you want done. In Android version 3.10.4, I had to add my first item, then save my appointment, and then go back and edit, because I wanted additional things done. Once you've got that saved, you'll get a notification, and that notification will come to you via a text message. In the app, you will later get an estimate show up, and you need to okay that estimate, and you can display that on your phone and be able to see, okay, here's the total estimate and for what. You're going to get text messages with the confirmed date and time of your appointment and an easy way to cancel if you want. Now, here's the things you want to do day of your appointment. Number one, have a picture on your phone of your driver's license and your insurance card. You'll need this later because you're going to want a loaner. Also, I wish I would have taken along with me my spare garage door opener because I'm so used to MIDI pulling up in the driveway and the garage door opens. HomeLink? Well, you better have the spare one along. I didn't, so I had to unlock the house to be able to get into the garage to be able to open the garage door. Also, make sure that you've got your Tesla key card. Absolutely essential for contactless service. You can't do it without it. Now, you're driving to the service center. When you pull up, you'll pull up to the service entrance as before, but they won't open the garage door. Also, the doors to the customer service area are also locked. Now, when I pulled up, I saw 7 8.5 by 11 signs on the garage door and the customer entrance. Let me read them to you. Hello, we are here to help you. Please have patience with us. The next one. We're providing a touchless experience for everyone's safety. The third one. Please call. The local service center phone number was there. Press 2 for service. Recording. Option 2 for information on your car in for service. Recording. The next message. For sales and delivery, please reach out directly to your advisor or the particular phone number for the Chesterfield, Missouri location. Next message. If you need a loaner, email a picture of your driver's license and car insurance. The next one, please email and the email address for the Chesterfield location. Final one, temporary service hours until further notice, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, when you pull up and you see 7 8.5 by 11 signs on the garage door, and all of those things are said, what do you do first? I had to settle myself and realize, okay, Doug, you do want a loaner. And I didn't know that I needed to take this picture. So I'm there in MIDI and I'm taking this picture of my driver's license and car insurance together. I just put them on the center console and then just took a picture. And I emailed it then to the email address they had on the separate piece of paper. Then I went ahead and called the local service center phone number, pressed 2 for service, and then pressed 2 again. That put me in the phone queue. Now, while all of this is going on, there's another person standing outside. It was another customer. He's on the phone, and he's struggling with this too. All of a sudden, I get another call coming in from the service center. And I switched over to that. I said, okay, hello. And they identified themselves as the service center, and then they started leading me through everything. I said, yeah, I want a loaner. And they said, yep, we got your email. They indicated they emailed the invoice for me to digitally sign. It never showed up. We waited for several minutes, refreshed my phone, and nope, still no email. Well, I gave them permission over the phone to work on the car. That's what they were looking for, was that digital signature to say, yes, I authorize you to work on the car. Then they told me, leave the key card in the cup holder. And then the representative said, I'll unlock your loaner. And they told me which car and flashed the lights so I could clearly identify it. Mine was a white Model S. There were 2 other white Model S's. But as soon as I saw the lights flash on the car, I knew which one it was. I was in good shape. You'll find the key fob inside the car. The car is already unlocked and it's been sanitized for you. So I left Mitty parked in the drive. And I walked to the unlocked Model S. The key fob was in it, as they told me, and I was ready to go. And yes, the car had been sanitized. So later today, I got a phone call that my car was ready. I missed that call as I was working from home and I was leading a conference call at that time. I couldn't be disturbed. The Tesla app also showed me that the car was ready for pickup. And when I selected schedule service, my appointment information showed with the invoice details and the opportunity to pay the bill. I could see the invoice and I could see exactly what I was paying for. And I could pay easily with the credit card that was already on my account. The voicemail that I got from Tesla told me I could pick the car up anytime, as they had left my key card in Mitty and the car was locked in their parking lot. They told me to drop off the loaner and place its key fob in the lockbox right outside the service center. Now, here's a key point to make sure you do right. When you do that, when you drop the key fob off, make sure you put it in the locked section, not in the area where the envelopes for service requests can be found. There's an area right behind the shelf where the envelopes are that will drop down into the locked area. That's where you want to put the key fob. So when you close that door and you open it back up, you no longer see the key fob. All right? That's really important because if somebody grabbed that and took the car, which they can easily identify it, all they have to do is hit the button, make the lights flash, you're responsible. All right, so that's today's episode. I strongly encourage you, don't hold back on getting your car serviced. Make sure that you are taking good care of your Tesla. It's a safe process. No contact whatsoever, and I felt safe the entire time, and it was much easier than I thought it would be. Thanks for listening, and always remember, empower others. You'll never live life on empty. Talk to you next time.